you're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores growing in kindness, how to cultivate this fruit of the Spirit in our daily lives, and reflect Christ's love to the world around us. Our key verse for today is Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. All this week, we have explored the beauty and power of kindness, how it reflects the heart of God, how it's a command that we are called to live out, and how it must be active, and how it holds the power to transform lives. Today, as we wrap up this incredible journey through kindness, we are focusing on how we grow in kindness, not by trying harder, but by surrendering more deeply to the Holy Spirit's work within us. Our key verse today is Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, and it reminds us, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, of kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Notice the command to put on kindness. It's something that we have to choose to intentionally do every day, allowing the Spirit to clothe us in the character of Christ. So now, we first need to recognize that kindness is not a feeling. It is a decision, an action, and a lifestyle empowered by God Himself. Kindness is a spiritual growth process. Growing in kindness isn't like flipping a light switch. It's a process of spiritual maturity. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 reminds us, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Fruit doesn't appear overnight. It grows over time through cultivation, nourishment, and pruning. In the same way, kindness grows as we stay connected to Jesus, the true vine. John chapter 15, verses 4 through 5 says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me." The closer that we stay to Christ, the more His kindness flows through us. It's not about behavior modification. It's about heart transformation. Now, staying connected to the source is important. If we want to grow in kindness, we must stay connected to Jesus. Prayer, scripture, worship, and time in His presence aren't just good Christian habits. They are vital lifelines that keep us rooted in His love and aligned with His heart. Think about it this way. If you spend time in anger, frustration, or negativity, that's what will overflow from your life. But if you spend time in the presence of the One who is kind, loving, and gracious, His character will begin to overflow from you instead. Reflect for a moment. What is filling your heart right now? Because what fills you is what flows from you. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 commands us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The world will constantly tempt you towards selfishness, cynicism, and hardness of heart. But the Word of God renews your mind, softens your heart, and aligns your perspectives with His. Meditating on verses about kindness, forgiveness, and compassion recalibrates your heart to reflect Jesus instead of reacting like the world. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 challenges us, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, think about these things. What you feed your mind shapes your spirit. You can't force yourself to be truly kind by sheer willpower. True kindness is the fruit of surrendering your heart to the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, "If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit as well." It's about daily saying, "Holy Spirit, produce your fruit in me. Help me to love like Jesus loves. Help me to see people the way that you see them. Help me to respond with kindness, even when my flesh wants to retaliate." Each day is an opportunity to choose surrender over stubbornness. And that's where transformation happens. So let's take a moment to explore some practical ways to cultivate kindness. Growing in kindness isn't complicated, but it does require intentionality. So here are some simple yet powerful ways to cultivate that kindness daily. Number one is start your day in prayer. Before you face the world, spend time with God. Ask Him to fill you with His love and compassion. Number two is practice active listening. Truly listen when people speak. Give them your full attention. Listening itself is a form of kindness. Number three is speak words of life. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Choose to speak encouragement, blessings, and truth in love. Number four, extend grace quickly. Don't hold grudges. Be quick to forgive and release offenses, just as Christ forgave you. Number five, serve without expectation. Look for ways to bless others without seeking recognition. True kindness expects nothing in return. And the last one, number six, is celebrate others' successes. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Genuine kindness celebrates, not competes. So, the question is now, which of these areas do you sense God prompting you to focus on today? Let's take a moment to talk about guarding your hearts against bitterness, because one of the greatest enemies of kindness is bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 warns, "See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble." Bitterness hardens the heart. It chokes out compassion and poisons relationships. If we're not careful, wounds from the past can turn into walls that block the flow of kindness. If you notice bitterness creeping in, take it to God immediately. Release it through forgiveness. Let the healing power of His Spirit uproot every seed of resentment. Kindness can't thrive in a bitter heart, but forgiveness clears the soil for it to grow. Now here is where it gets interesting. Kindness multiplies when it is tested. Anyone can be kind when life is easy. The real test comes when kindness is inconvenient, undeserved, or costly. Luke chapter 6, verses 32 through 33 says, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them." True Christ-like kindness shines the brightest when it's hardest to give. When you're mistreated and you choose kindness anyway, you reveal the heart of Jesus. When you're ignored but still serve with joy, you magnify Christ's humility. When you're wronged but respond with grace, you demonstrate the gospel in action. Kindness multiplies when it's tested, and every test is an opportunity for greater growth. So, here is your challenge for the day. Today, ask yourself two questions. Where is God calling me to grow in kindness? And who is He inviting me to show kindness to today? Maybe it's a difficult coworker. Maybe it's someone who has hurt you. Maybe it's a stranger who needs to see a glimpse of Jesus. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal one specific act of kindness that you can do today, and then walk in obedience. So before we conclude, let's take a moment to review what we have discussed this week. Kindness is not just a fruit of the Spirit. It is a powerful testimony to the world of the transforming love of Jesus. We grow in kindness by staying connected to the source, Jesus Christ, by renewing our minds with the truth of God's Word, by surrendering daily to the leading of the Holy Spirit, by intentionally practicing kindness in word and action, by guarding our hearts against bitterness and unforgiveness. Kindness is not weakness. It's supernatural strength. It's the life of Christ flowing through us into a world desperate for his touch. I want to thank you for joining me this week as we have explored this theme of kindness. Next week, we will be diving into the next beautiful fruit of the Spirit, goodness. And we will uncover how God's goodness not only transforms our lives, but calls us to live with integrity, generosity, and moral courage in a dark, dark world. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.